You're listening to SBS News.
Right, well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Lucia. I know it's a very busy day in New York on your end. So the verdict has just been handed down. Ghislaine Maxwell has been found guilty on 5 of 6 counts that she was being charged with. Have her family come out and address the media as of yet?
Yes. So we just had, so the family came out the side door. We saw Kevin Maxwell, Isabel Maxwell and Christine Maxwell come out together. They said to us, we will be making a short statement later. And we've just received that statement. They said, we believe firmly in our sister's innocence. We are very disappointed with this verdict. We have already started the appeal tonight and we believe that she will ultimately be vindicated.
Right, and I understand as well she was seemingly quite calm, Ghislaine Maxwell, as the verdict was being read out. What was it like? You've sat in a courtroom with her day after day for a number of weeks now. How did you find her overall demeanour?
Yes, I mean, it has been remarkable through this entire trial. She is the most unflappable person I have ever been in a room with. She gives nothing away. She's always very relaxed, always very calm. And the same was true when the verdict was being read out. So she, her body language didn't change. She remained incredibly calm. But when she got up and she was removed from the courtroom by the federal marshals, I noticed her demeanor was very different. So on every other day, we see her embrace her lawyers. She hugs everyone. She rubs them on the shoulder. She says hello to her family. She hugs them. She didn't look at anyone. She didn't touch anyone. She didn't make eye contact with anyone. She just walked straight out the door.
Right. So you think she was actually surprised then by the verdict?
Well, she didn't give much away in terms of she didn't look surprised, but the way that she acted when she was walking out, you know, I've now been in a room with her almost every day for a month. And that was very unusual for her. So to me, you know, that told me very clearly that she was in shock and very surprised because she couldn't meet anyone's eye and she didn't speak to anyone.
What kind of sentence do you think Ghislaine Maxwell faces? Do you think it's going to be at all lenient or?
So she faces up to 65 years in prison for these counts on the indictment. I don't think she will get 65 years. Ghislaine Maxwell turned 60 last weekend. So, you know, anything above 25 years is essentially a life sentence. So we'll see. I expect it won't be anywhere near 65 years. We might get up to the 30 mark. You know, she was convicted on the most serious charge on this indictment, which alone carries a 40-year sentence. So, you know, it will be decades in prison, but I don't think we'll see 65. We will have a sentencing hearing probably in 4 to 6 months. So we'll see what the judge is thinking. But, you know, I expect at least a few decades in jail for Ghislaine Maxwell.
What were your thoughts on the body of evidence that the prosecution actually put forward? Do you think they prosecuted a strong case against her?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, as the case was being presented, there was a general sense that it wasn't as strong as maybe we expected it might be. There are a few witnesses that we expected to hear from that we didn't. And there are a few problems with the prosecution's case. And, you know, there were a lot of worries about that. But very interestingly, at the end of the day, it seemed that didn't matter to the jury. And what I think, you know, even though there was some evidence that we expected to see that we didn't see, and there were maybe some holes in the case, what the prosecution did very, very well was drive home the story of what happened here. And I think the jury was left with a really strong impression that these underage girls were sexually abused. Ghislaine Maxwell knew about it. Ghislaine Maxwell was complicit. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's what mattered. And that's what the prosecution did really well. They presented that narrative and they did it in a very compelling way. And they presented enough evidence to show the pattern and to show what really happened here. And I think that's what the jury took away from it.
What do you think the chances are of her being able to appeal successfully?
Well, you know, we know that Ghislaine Maxwell has a lot of resources behind her. This is a very high-priced defence team. They will throw everything they have at this appeal. They will do the very, very, very best they can. You know, having been there every day, I really think this was a very fair trial. Some of the judges' rulings even leaned more towards the defence. I struggle to see from a legal perspective what grounds of appeal might be successful. Again, they'll try everything. There's things related to COVID protocols that they could try and appeal on, and we know that they will. I would be very surprised if it was successful.
Why do you think that Ghislaine Maxwell actually remained in the United States at all prior to her arrest? I mean, she knew the authorities were looking for her, and she possesses three foreign passports, one of which is a French passport, and France doesn't extradite its citizens, so she could have easily set herself up there without any risk of being extradited back to the United States to face trial. Why do you think she remained?
Well, it's a really good question, and, you know, from observing her, it really does seem that she's very relaxed about all of this, and that she had a sense that she would get away with it. And I think maybe that's why she stayed here. I mean, she bought a big house in the middle of nowhere with cash, and I think she believed that she could hide there. And I think she believed she wouldn't be bothered. You know, she wouldn't be bothered by the FBI. She wouldn't be bothered by anyone. I think she thought she could go quietly. And, you know, I really think she had a sense of entitlement about this. And I think that she believed, you know, that this wouldn't, that she wouldn't be held accountable. And, you know, I think if she really believed she would be criminally prosecuted, she probably would have fled the country, and she would have used one of her, you know, two other passports to go and live somewhere else. But, you know, I do think that she was pretty convinced that this day would never come.
Is there any word yet on a date for sentencing?
The last word I got from the courthouse is that sentencing will take place in about 4 to 6 months from now. So sometime in the US summer next year. We'll get more details on that in the coming weeks when the judge sits down and sets a schedule, but it will be sometime within about 4 to 6 months.
And will she most definitely remain in custody in the meantime, or do you think she has a chance to be released on bail until such time as sentencing?
No, I very much doubt it. There will be a hearing on that, I imagine, but no, I imagine she will be staying in jail in the meantime.
Okay. Well, Lucia Osborne-Crowley, thank you so much for speaking with us at SBS Radio.
No, thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you.